It's the RVR Bank Guest DJ.
I know. Yay. I love it. Yay. Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, yes. Yeah, so I this is Cindy Slykice. I'm here with RVR Bank, formerly First Day Bank and Trust. And I have got a couple of guests with me today. Chuck Johansson with RVR Bank. I know. And Renan Saar with RVR Wealth, formerly First State Financial Services. We're bringing
really
our own people in today.
Yeah, she is
really
good
at that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've maybe done this a couple times.
Just a few times.
I mean, I was giving Chris tips earlier. I mean, I'm sure he appreciated that.
I was half listening. I was trying to be Steve.
You know, I was going to say that it's just like Steve. Perfect. I'm used to that, too.
Big day yesterday. Oh, my gosh. A lot of people attended the event at the bank.
Yes, yes. I got to the bank relatively early yesterday.
I'll bet.
And it was surreal in the sense that the sign company, Clear Image, who was doing a fantastic job, was there at 6:40, had part of the sign, marquee sign, already constructed, I guess. I don't know if that's changed out.
Transition.
It was kind of cool to see the new name. We think it looks great. We think it has value. And it was just a really awesome day. And to your point, the chamber coffee, which we had at 9, number-wise, it was outstanding of individuals attending. Just very pleased with that. We had representation from our Blair and Arlington branches there as well. So I think the number was around just shy of 300 people.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good number. Yeah. A name change is never easy. I mean, throughout the whole, 9-10 month process here?
Well, so actually, I would say we started this process 18 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when we had acquired Two Rivers at the end of 21, we started this whole process. And I should say that we have considered a name change further back than that. This was just kind of the impetus for it. And I think there's some people who might wonder, okay, you know, First State Bank and Trust, that's a great name. You're well respected in the community. And I think we are. Mm-hmm. But it was time for something that we felt like really told the story of who we are. And honestly, it's a little bit hard sometimes for our own clients or for people in the community, because they don't realize that, you know, the dozen First State banks throughout the state are not all connected. And so for us, it was just a nice way to say, okay, this is who we are. And now you clearly know. I mean, if you see an RVR bank, they're part of us. We are part of the same organization. And then kind of going back to that, you know, we started 18 months ago. We had people from all three of our communities who were on the committee, going through the entire process. We interviewed community folks from all of the communities, clients, non-clients, just active community members to see, you know, their thoughts of our bank and what they feel is important and what we thought connected and clicked with us. And then, it's a lot of work. I'm going to tell you, it was harder to name a bank than it was to name my children.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, you know, and sometimes you have to, and I would also say, I think there's probably some people who hear it and they get to, hopefully they'll get to know that, you know, what RVR stands for.
Right.
You know, that relationships, values, results. But I also know that on impact, sometimes it's kind of like when you hear a new child's name, you're like, do I like that? Don't I like that? But we think as we continue to do the things we've always done and invest in the communities that we have, I think people are really going to see that this is a good change.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And Chris, if I can just piggyback on that. So we also interviewed our staff through this process. And, you know, they're the ones on the front line, right? They understand what's going on in their community. They have feelings about what a bank may be, should be. And so I think that was very important. And what we found out is we really have the same values and culture. So that was really impactful, their comments.
Yeah. Renan, on the RVR Wealth side, with a name change there, I'm sure even at the bank, you get questions. Well, you're no longer owned locally then, are you? Who bought you? Those kind of questions. But really, that's all it is. It's a change of names on the papers and online and everything, don't you think?
Yeah, so I have to start with, I think we had it a little easier than maybe Cindy and some of the other people at the bank on our end. But it was, yeah, there was still a little bit of a challenge there, but we made sure and communicate with our clients ahead of time, letting them know that it's just simply a name change, and we're doing it, you know, just to kind of add to what Chuck and Cindy said. I think it was huge for the culture when we acquired the other bank and bringing everybody under the same umbrella, the same name. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, and I think people were quite receptive to that, and they were appreciative of the heads up, and it's gone well so far. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Can I piggyback on that now?
Yeah, for sure.
So I think what Renan
says. You're supposed to piggy bank, not piggy bank.
I'm going to piggy bank on Renan. Yeah. So I would also share that we do have postcards that have gone out to all of our customers. We also have letters with some, you know, new disclosures that are going out as well. We've made no secret of it over the last few months that a name change was coming. But I also know that not everybody was part of a conversation like that. So for mm-hmm. some people, yesterday was a bigger surprise than for others. We've sent an email out to our client base as well. And we'll just continue to share that story. But, you know, that's the hard part. You know, there's so many moving pieces, and you kind of want to get that splash out there and get everybody to know it at the same time. I think that's been the biggest challenge. How do you communicate to thousands and thousands and thousands of people one message at the same time? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're just going to continue to share the story as much as we can and communicate that. And I think it's important also that if anyone has questions or wants to talk to us about the process, I don't know that you can find more accessible people. I mean, I think about, you come into our main bank and Chuck's office is right there.
I know, it's right there.
I mean, he literally does not have a gatekeeper.
No.
So if you want to talk to any of us, if you want to ask us a little bit more about the process, more than what we can get into here today, we're there. Just come talk to any one of us at the bank.
Yeah.
And you know, as Cindy said, it wasn't just a few people in a room that decided this. We hired a professional company to work with us. Our committee was rather large. It included staff, directors, owners of the bank. So it wasn't, as I said, behind closed doors that we came up with this. We spent a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of energy to come up with a name that really what we desire to be. We're all about relationships, we're all about values, and we're all about results. So I am like giddy, excited, nervous, whatever, yep. But it's great. I think it really tells the community what we're about, what we really strive to be.
Did you have a good reaction over in Arlington or Blair? Did you do it in Blair?
Yeah, so yesterday afternoon, we did have a business after hours with the Washington County Chamber at our Blair location. And yeah, we've had a really good reaction there as well. I feel like anytime we get a chance to talk to people yeah. and really talk about it, they're like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Chris, I would say number-wise, you know, approximately 100. So it was well attended. We have had opportunities to go to other chamber coffees over there. So in comparison, I think it was well attended. Yeah.
Yeah. Good deal. All right. Should we play a song? Come back. And the song though is related to something you're going to be doing tonight.
Yes. Yes. So we also know it's kind of hard to sometimes, you know, change verbiage, you know, First State Bank guest DJ, First State Bank Legion Baseball,
right.
RVR Legion Baseball. So tonight our Legion teams are all going to get to, they're going to come out in their brand new uniforms with, you know, the RVR Bank on it. We are going to be at the doubleheader senior game tonight at Schilke Field. For all of the families, for the reserves, juniors, and seniors, we got every family two t-shirts to wear to sport a little bit of, or to have a little bit of swag to promote the new name. So we'll be handing those out, and you know, the popcorn bags have our name on, so I feel like we maybe need to give some popcorn away tonight.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, so we're just going to have some fun with it. I was trying to talk Chuck into throwing out the first pitch, but we'll see.
Did you play baseball?
Did I play baseball?
Are there
not very well, but.
So we'll see on that. That I wouldn't count. I would not make that the reason you come out to the game tonight.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Chris, if you could be there to warm me up a little bit, that
I
would
could.
Help.
Okay. I yeah. Awesome. I've caught many a ball from Patrick and grandkids. So yeah, for sure, I could do that. Left-handed catcher though, so I don't know if that works that well. So. Anyway, I'll probably play John Fogerty to get things going, and then we'll come right back here. Our RVR Bank guest DJ show this morning. I got it right.
Huh? You did.
Just like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Chuck Rennan and Cindy here on next. 8:46. Good morning. John Fogerty, as related to baseball tonight, RVR Bank will be introducing the brand new name at the Legion baseball game. So yes. Congratulations again.
Thanks.
Cindy.
Well, I was going to say, while we're talking baseball, I do just want to remind everybody that we are sponsoring the Legion Baseball Clinic for boys ages 9 to 14. If you go out to our website, rvr.bank, and go to the events section, you can click on a link to sign any of the boys up that you'd like to participate in that clinic. Free, the like I said, deadline Monday for free t-shirt. They can sign up after that. That just wouldn't be guaranteed.
But, yeah. Get it in by Monday, though.
Yes.
Are you still doing golf?
We are. That'll be at the end of July, so we'll have some info out about that. We've got Concert in the Park coming up that we'll be sponsoring. So when that one comes around on June 22nd, we will be out there in force, probably handing out some ice cream and having some fun.
Very good. A lot of other things change, as Rennan had some things that I know he wanted to go over as far as with this change.
Yeah. So, you know, we kind of talked a lot about what wasn't changing, and a few things did change on our side for sure. We took this opportunity to refresh, rebuild, kind of modernize our website a little bit. So mm-hmm. our new website is rvrwealth.com. So I encourage everybody to go out and check it out. Again, a new look. It's got a lot of good information on there and information about our team. So we've got a really good team. We've got Mark out in our Blair and Arlington market, and then Jessica supporting our clients and the advisors as well. So, full service. We have a lot of things that we can offer and do for clients. And so the website is a nice start there to check us out and see what we're all about and see what we can do from a service perspective.
On the app side of things, I think the old logo is still there, but when you load it, your app that you have on your phone, it does turn into RVR Bank.
Correct. Absolutely.
So does that mean I have to go back and I don't have to reload anything, right?
Nope, exactly. It'll just automatically update. So yeah, no, you don't need to re-download an app. All of your passwords and sign-ins are still good if you go to online banking. A question that I've received numerous times already is, do my checks and does my debit card still work? Yes.
Right.
Continue to use the checks that you have. Continue to use the debit card. We will be doing some reissuing on the debit cards over the next few months, but it's just like any time your card expires and you get a new one. So
nice.
Nothing significant there. So just kind of keep an eye out.
And if people have questions, again, call us, please, mm-hmm. on our website. There's an FAQ that I think would answer a lot of those, I guess we'll say, obvious questions that people may ask.
I'm just asking this on the security side of things. Have you had to upgrade, I guess, as far as banking apps go?
You know, that's...
Or is that a constant?
That's a constant, without a doubt. It's just such a... technology-driven society, not only for the good guys, but the bad guys. So, yes, constantly we work with our core to upgrade, update, so forth. But it is a constant battle. Don't give your passwords out. Any reason.
Yeah.
Well, and one thing that's nice with banks is that we have our own kind of domain, that .bank. If you see .bank, not just anybody can go out and get one of those. I mean, you literally have to be a bank. So that is super helpful as well. That continues. Now, one thing I will say, with us being a brand new website, if you are having any issues, it might be that it's just the fact that it's a brand new website. Let us know, and we can always kind of walk you through how to maybe troubleshoot that. So,
Yes. And if you get an email from anyone at the bank that just make sure that you're replying to the new rvr.bank, because It just makes it a little bit easier in that transition.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, if you email our old email address, it'll come to us. And, you know, it's also on us to tell you that something has changed. But that will only happen for about a couple of months. And then you'll have to update it.
That's
so
right.
We're giving a little bit of a runway on that.
For sure. Do you foresee adding ATM machines or anything like that? In this area?
Yeah, you know, again, with technology, with the mobile apps, with being able to get cash back anywhere, you know, the opportunity to add ATMs is somewhat limited just because of the technology. And I would say we're always looking for opportunities, but there's so many ways to get cash anymore that they're becoming a little obsolete.
And a lot of people just use their card or they have it loaded on their phone, right?
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Now, that said, over the course of the next 2 weeks, we will be changing out the kind of the skins on each of the ATMs that we have. So we've got three that already had been wrapped in the past. So that's obviously our priority is to get those rewrapped. But we will also be wrapping the ATM that we have at Fremont High School, the one we have on Midland University campus, which those are nice. I know students sometimes like to be able to get access to cash or maybe they forgot about needing lunch money and have to call mom and dad for a transfer and get that out.
But if anybody has the need for an ATM, we would obviously love to have a conversation.
Yeah. So, yeah. But those will all be wrapped with the new RVR logo here by mid-June.
Okay.
And I think that also just lends itself to, you know, we are doing our best to change things out. I mean, pretty much, I think all of our branches are super close to having all of our signage replaced between yesterday and today. But we do have, our name a few places.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So, yeah. My joke over the last couple of weeks has been, it's like we're like these little graffiti artists who went around tagging everything with our name, and now we got to go around and fix it.
Pretty much.
I've told that joke like 30 times. Chuck's heard it 10.
Yeah.
But
this next year, we're going to check into Cindy's budget. Maybe reel that in a little bit.
I think that's a conversation for 2024.
There we go. Renan, on the RVR Wealth side, are there new products, I guess, that you're offering maybe along with the name change? Or is it maybe just kind of review for our listeners what all happens with RVR Wealth?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we have, again, as I mentioned, full service. So, you know, anything from if you're a small business looking to build out a retirement plan or look at some different benefits you can offer your employees or even just you, or if it's a couple that's running a business, then we can do that as well. The insurance side, both myself and Mark are licensed on the insurance side. So, you know, anything on the insurance side that you're looking for, whether it's life insurance, term, whole life, some other annuity products out there, we can offer those. And then just investment management. We do a lot of retirement planning. So for those individuals who are trying to figure out where they are on the, if they're ready to retire, if they can retire, if they
are you looking at me?
They want to.
What are you doing? Are you looking at me?
I was kind of looking. Yeah, I was looking,
looking
left.
Beyond
yeah,
me?
Yeah, no, no.
I was pointing at you. And myself.
Yeah, but it's, we always say it, and it, you know, people hear it all the time, but it's never too early to start planning for retirement and at least taking a look at where you are. And so we do a lot of that. That's what I really enjoy doing. And so very capable, experienced team, and have a lot, you know, again, to offer. So
yeah, 401k plans for small businesses.
Yep, absolutely.
You handle ours, and you guys have for many years. So that's something that, you know, it's one of those benefits that you can put out there for people, and they'd love to have those things. So definitely.
Yeah, and thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
For allowing us to work with you.
You bet. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Anything else?
I don't know. I think that, I mean, yes. I mean, we could talk all day.
Yeah, you could keep going.
But anything for this moment, we're probably good.
All right. All right. Yeah. I know the home loan people would be in here saying, wait, hey, we need some time too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lauren would be. They're lined up when we leave.
Yes.
People that want to come on your show.
I know. Yeah. All right. That'll do it?
That'll do it.
I think so. But all right. I just real quickly here, Cindy did a tremendous job I know others were involved, but she led the charge. You know, we were very much supported by our board of directors, which is fantastic as well. So it was a group effort, staff involved, everybody involved, and we're just so pleased with the name RVR Bank. Relationships, values, results. Can't say it enough, but it's truly who we are.
Yeah, that is. And with your board of directors, you know, a lot of obviously many, I think all those people are all started here in Fremont or the Fremont area and are a big part of the community.
Yes, very blessed, as you said. All local, very vested in Fremont, in the community. Couldn't be more proud to be associated with them.
All right. Well, that'll do it for our RVR Bank guest DJ show. Next week, we're going to be talking with that vote guy. He's going to be over here talking tractor pull.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Get that Arlington.
At the new arena over in Arlington.
I know. Yeah. Love it.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Yeah,
appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Cindy Slykice, Renan Saar, and Chuck Johansson with RVR Bank.